Curtains for Three by Rex Stout. Copyright 1950 by Rex Stout. This recording of the full-length reading of Curtains for Three was published by arrangement with the estate of Rex Stout and was produced in 1997 by Books on Tape, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Neither this recording nor any part thereof may be reproduced or used for any purpose without prior written authority from Books on Tape, Incorporated. This book is read by Michael Pritchard. Story number 1. The Gun with Wings. Chapter 1. The young woman took a pink piece of paper from her handbag, got up from the red leather chair, put the paper on Nero Wolfe's desk, and sat down again. Feeling it my duty to keep myself informed, and also to save Wolfe the exertion of leaning forward and reaching so far, I arose and crossed to hand the paper to him after a glance at it. It was a check for $5,000, dated that day, August 14th, made out to him, and signed Margaret Mion. He gave a look and dropped it back on the desk. "I thought," she said, "perhaps that would be the best way to start the conversation." In my chair at my desk, taking her in, I was readjusting my attitude. When early that Sunday afternoon she had phoned for an appointment, I had dug up a vague recollection of a picture of her in the paper some months back, and had decided it would be no treat to meet her. But now I was hedging. Her appeal wasn't what she had, which was only so-so, but what she did with it. I don't mean tricks. Her mouth wasn't attractive even when she smiled. But the smile was. Her eyes were just...